lips again. He took a long, deep breath and let it hiss out.
Very well. The ether is a chaotic energy field visible only to those with the ability to use it. Wizards, sorcerers, call them what you like. Others can wield its power in other ways, but only these special individuals can control it directly.
Is it possible I don't have the gift? Shara asked, interrupting his speech. She'd heard it enough times that she could have given it herself.
Perhaps, but we would be foolish to assume so based on a single week of practice. While we lack the time a more traditional apprenticeship would have, I think we can safely give it another week. After that, we will explore other options.
Let's explore them now. I'm sick of trying to see something that I know is there only because you tell me. He ran a hand over his bald head.
As you wish. Given your unique circumstances, perhaps an alternate approach will yield better results. I can always conjure a sensory deprivation field later.
She shivered at the way he said it, like it would be a punishment should she fail at this new method. That was probably all in her head, of course. Daktari walked over to the door and pointed at the handle.
I've locked the door. There are no magical protections, just the physical lock. Come here and open it.
Pay special attention to anything you feel as you do so.
Shara stood and crossed the room. She reached for the handle and stopped halfway to it. What should I expect?
I have no idea. The divine key is a rare, nearly unique phenomenon. I couldn't find a thing about it in my library, and the information hidden in the Temple of Sum, while useful, focused more on how you use it to open and close portals. We're just groping along in the dark, trying to figure it out.
That wasn't terribly helpful. She grasped the handle and turned. It opened easily, and she felt nothing. Did you need something, Princess? Asked the servant stationed outside to attend her and spy for her father. No, thank you. We're just experimenting. She closed the door again and turned to Daktari. It opened easily, and I felt nothing. He nodded, seeming deep in thought. Anything you want to share? She asked.
I watched what happened. The reason I think you felt nothing is that opening a simple lock like the one in the door uses such a minute fragment of the power flowing through you that it doesn't create a ripple in the ether. If I hadn't been watching that spot at the exact right moment, I wouldn't have noticed it either.
So
we need to make the test a bit more difficult. Since I have no idea how the key will react to magical barriers, I hesitated to test it. But our choices seem a bit limited.
He pointed at the door again, and this time a glow formed around the handle, an ugly purplish glow that reminded her of a bruise. When the light faded, he said,
I've locked the door and sealed it with a barrier of shadow magic. It's far from the strongest ward I can create, but it should be enough to draw some kind of reaction from the key. Don't worry, I didn't include any traps or curses. Even if you fail to open it, there's no danger.
Great. How thoughtful of you. She shot him a glare, but if either it or her sarcasm bothered him, Daktari gave no indication. Who was she kidding? He'd probably been glared at by demons. She didn't exactly compare in the intimidation department. Whatever. Putting it out of her mind, she reached for the handle again. A faint vibration ran through her palm when it got close to the bronze handle. That was different. The ether remained invisible to her, but at least she felt something. Wiggling her fingers, she kept going. She grasped the handle and turned. There was no flash of light or crack of thunder. Instead, the door simply opened exactly as it had before. The servant remained silent, and she shut it again. Shara turned to find Daktari smiling with seemingly honest satisfaction. What?
I saw how it worked. I feel confident that I at least understand the process. With that, I should be able to teach you how to use the magic even if you can't see the ether.
She let out a long breath of relief. Finally.